Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, January 20, 2025.
Political crisis in South Korea. South Korea is in the midst of a significant political crisis following the arrest of President Yoon Suk-yeol on January 19, 2025. This dramatic turn came after Yoon declared martial law on December 3, 2024, igniting widespread protests across the country. Supporters clashed with police at the Seoul Western District Court, leading to nearly 90 arrests and substantial damage. Yoon now faces serious charges, including a possible uprising linked to his controversial decision. Legal experts warn that his detention could extend for months, raising urgent concerns about civil liberties and military control. The ongoing instability is shaking investor confidence, which could have serious repercussions for South Korea's economy. As events unfold, the future of President Yoon and the political landscape remains uncertain. What does this turmoil mean for the everyday lives of South Koreans? The world is watching closely.
Controversy surrounds new justice minister in Syria. On January 19, 2025, Shadi Al-Waisi was appointed as Syria's new justice minister, sparking a major debate. His controversial past includes directing public executions while serving as a judge for Jabhat al-Nusra, an al-Qaeda affiliate, in Idlib. Disturbing videos from 2015 have resurfaced, showing him overseeing these executions, raising serious concerns about the future of justice in Syria. Ahmad al-Sharaa, the acting leader after President Bashar al-Assad's ousting, made this contentious appointment during a critical time for the country. Reactions are mixed. Some, like Hind Kabawat from the Orthodox Christian community, strongly oppose al-Waisi, while others, like teacher Mustafa Abaid, defend him for maintaining order amid chaos. As Syria navigates a fragile political landscape and considers lifting international sanctions, the implications of al-Waisi's troubling history could significantly impact the new government's stability. The nation, still recovering from a devastating civil war that began in 2011, faces the urgent challenge of establishing a fair justice system while addressing ongoing humanitarian crises.
Nigeria joins BRICS for economic growth. Nigeria is making a bold move by joining the BRICS bloc, which includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. This partnership, announced by Nigeria's Ministry of Foreign Affairs on January 18, 2025, presents a fantastic opportunity for the country to boost its economy. With its wealth of natural resources and status as West Africa's most populous nation, Nigeria aims to seize new chances in trade, investment, energy, and technology. This decision aligns with Nigeria's vision for inclusive growth and regional cooperation, helping to attract foreign investment and reduce reliance on oil. By working with BRICS members, Nigeria is dedicated to fostering innovation and creating economic benefits for its citizens. As Nigeria enhances its global presence, it seeks to shape a fairer economic landscape. What does this mean for Nigeria's future and its role in the world?
U.S. export controls on AI technologies spark global concerns. On January 19, 2025, the Biden administration announced new export controls on artificial intelligence models and advanced chips, triggering significant backlash from industry experts. They warned that these restrictions could stifle global AI innovation and weaken U.S. competitiveness. The U.S. Department of Commerce's Bureau of Industry and Security has implemented these unprecedented controls, effective immediately, although compliance won't be required until May 13, 2025. These measures aim to address national security issues by limiting technology exports to strategic competitors. Countries labeled as Tier 2 nations like Israel, Singapore, and Brazil will face strict limitations, raising concerns among their officials. Poland's deputy prime minister criticized the policy as confusing and unjustified. James Lewis from the Center for Strategic and International Studies compared the situation to the crypto wars of the 1990s, suggesting that past export controls often backfired. The potential consequences of these new rules could hinder global AI progress and push other nations to develop their own technologies, challenging America's leadership in the tech landscape.
Friedrich Merz's energy plan for Germany. Friedrich Merz, the leader of the Christian Democratic Union and Christian Social Union in Germany, has proposed an ambitious plan to build 50 gas-fired power plants if his party wins the election on February 23, 2025. This comes as Germany grapples with a pressing energy crisis, where gas electricity production has surged in recent months. Merz criticized Chancellor Olaf Scholz for the closure of the last three nuclear power plants, calling it a poor decision during this uncertain time. The CDU/CSU bloc aims to address Germany's immediate energy needs while tackling climate change and striving for energy independence. As the election nears, Merz's proposals could play a crucial role in shaping public opinion and influencing voter choices. The future of Germany's energy policy hangs in the balance as the country faces these critical challenges.
Edelman Global Survey highlights economic discontent. A recent global survey by Edelman reveals that many people around the world are unhappy with their economic situation. With responses from 33,000 individuals across 28 countries, the survey shows that over half feel their economic fears have turned into serious grievances. Alarmingly, 40% support hostile actions, and this rises to 53% among younger people aged 18 to 34. This growing discontent reflects a deep distrust in government and business, as many believe these institutions cater to the wealthy while ordinary citizens struggle. In Western democracies, the outlook is particularly grim. Only 9% of respondents in France think their country will improve for the next generation, compared to 17% in the UK and 30% in the US. Richard Edelman, the CEO of Edelman, called these findings profound, noting a shift from fear to polarization and now to grievance. He stressed the need for collective action to tackle issues like job security and affordability. The survey underscores the urgent need for governments and businesses to connect with citizens and address their concerns to prevent further unrest.
Myanmar's ongoing crisis and ASEAN's call for peace. Myanmar has been in chaos since February 2021, when the military seized power from the elected government led by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. This coup ignited widespread protests and armed rebellion, creating a dire humanitarian emergency for nearly 20 million people, over a third of the population. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, is urging Myanmar's military leaders to prioritize peace and dialogue instead of pushing for elections amid escalating violence. In a recent meeting, ASEAN foreign ministers called for an immediate truce and unrestricted humanitarian access to those in need. Malaysia's foreign minister, Mohamed Hassan, raised serious concerns about the planned general election, emphasizing the need for broad participation. However, the military government briefed ASEAN ministers on its election plans, which were met with skepticism. The ongoing conflict has devastated Myanmar's economy and led to the banning of many political parties. The United Nations has highlighted alarming humanitarian needs, calling for urgent international support. This situation not only poses a national crisis but also threatens regional stability in Southeast Asia, especially with rising tensions in the South China Sea. ASEAN members are advocating for swift negotiations with China to establish a code of conduct for this vital shipping lane, aiming to maintain peace and stability in the region.
TikTok's return amid federal ban. TikTok is back online in the United States after a brief shutdown due to a federal ban. This ban was driven by concerns over data privacy and the influence of the Chinese government. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, faced pressure to sell its U.S. operations following a law passed in April 2023. Donald Trump, the president-elect at the time, sought to delay the ban with an executive order, giving TikTok more time to find a buyer. With about 170 million American users, TikTok's value is at risk, potentially worth hundreds of billions of dollars. The law also requires major companies like Apple and Google to remove TikTok from their app stores, with fines of up to $5,000 for noncompliance. Despite the ban, some users reported that TikTok was still functioning shortly after the announcement. Meanwhile, investors are stepping in with solutions, including a $20 billion bid from a group led by Kevin O'Leary and Frank McCourt. This situation underscores the ongoing tensions between the U.S. and China over data privacy, raising important questions about TikTok's future in America.
Market outlook ahead of Trump's inauguration. As investors prepare for President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration on January 20, 2025, Asian markets are buzzing with activity, fueled by signs of recovery in China's economy. However, worries about Trump's policies, including potential tariffs and mass deportations, could dampen this optimism and lead to rising prices. With the U.S. markets closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, global liquidity may be affected. Trump's agenda, featuring tax cuts and deregulation, is seen as beneficial for growth, but ongoing discussions about the U.S. debt ceiling add uncertainty. Recent data shows China achieving a fourth quarter growth rate of 5.4%, aligning with its GDP target. In Japan, investors are on alert for a possible interest rate hike from the Bank of Japan, which could shift market dynamics. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar and Treasury yields have eased from historic highs, offering some relief to Asian and emerging markets. Key developments to watch include interest rate decisions from China and trade data from Malaysia, as these indicators will shape the market landscape.
China keeps lending rates steady amid economic challenges. China has decided to keep its standard interest rates unchanged for the third month in a row, as announced on January 20, 2025. This move comes as the country grapples with a declining yuan, which limits the People's Bank of China, or PBOC, from easing monetary policy. The one-year loan prime rate is at 3.1%, while the five-year rate stands at 3.6%. Last October, Chinese banks lowered lending rates significantly to boost economic activity, achieving a 5% growth target last year. However, maintaining the stability of the yuan is crucial for investor confidence and preventing rising import costs that could lead to inflation. The BOK's careful approach reflects the narrowing interest rate margin for banks, restricting their ability to cut rates further. The Politburo has indicated plans for a more flexible monetary policy in 2025, marking the first easing in 14 years. As the global economy evolves, the BOK's actions will have significant effects not just for China, but for international markets as well.
Rising oil prices amid sanctions on Russia. Oil prices are climbing as the U.S. imposes sanctions on Russia's energy sector. On January 20, 2025, Brent crude oil futures rose by 34 cents to over $81 per barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, increased by 59 cents to $78.47. Both types of crude have gained over 1% for four consecutive weeks. The Biden administration has sanctioned more than 100 tankers and two Russian oil producers due to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, leading to a rush for oil supplies from major buyers like China and India. Analyst Tim Evans warns that these sanctions will likely limit oil supply soon, and higher tanker rates are affecting vessels not under sanctions. Meanwhile, easing tensions in the Middle East, highlighted by a recent truce between Hamas and Israel, have slightly tempered oil price increases. These geopolitical tensions show how political decisions can significantly impact energy prices. How will these changes affect your daily life?
VanEck Defense ETF thrives amid political speculation. VanEck, a leading investment firm known for its exchange-traded funds, is experiencing a notable rise in demand for its VanEck Defense UCITS ETF. This surge comes as discussions heat up around Donald Trump's possible return to the White House in January 2025. Since its launch in March 2023, the ETF's value has soared by about 55% throughout 2024 and is already up around 8% at the start of 2025, managing assets of approximately $1.8 billion. Martijn Roosmuller, CEO of VanEck Europe, pointed out that the defense sector is gaining momentum, driven by current global conflicts that are leading to steady investments in the fund. Recently, Trump suggested that NATO members should increase their defense spending from 2% of GDP to 5%, indicating a major shift in policy. Analysts believe NATO is likely to agree to this increase, reflecting changing attitudes toward defense stocks. The ETF's top holdings include major players like Palantir Technologies, Thales, Booz Allen Hamilton, and Leonardo. As nations face rising geopolitical challenges, the demand for defense-related products and services is expected to grow, making this sector increasingly appealing for investors.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.